Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Andy in Southampton's been on saying, have you seen the advert on the new Sky Digital HD thing? Can you tell me if the girl singing on it is your friend Wing? I haven't actually seen that ad yet, but I'll investigate. It might be. And someone else who's feeling a lot fatter after their all-inclusive holiday. As I mentioned yesterday, I did go all-inclusive, and now I feel like a lard ass. That was Abigail. She went to Crete as well, which is nice. She's in South Wales now, looking plumper but tanned. Hope you're right this afternoon. It's 4:10.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Joe and Donnie's been on saying, yep, that Sky ad is definitely Wing. How come I haven't seen this? Is it because I've been away?
I think so.
It's been on for ages, isn't it? Everyone's seen it apart from me. Joe's saying she does a song called True Colours. Ian in Weston-super-Mare says it's definitely Wing on that ad. I miss Wing. Can you bring her back? Well, yeah, I mean, maybe we could... I'm not flying over again with my own money, honestly, but I don't know. We could talk about this week... next year's big weekend, couldn't we? Maybe. Mm. If you haven't heard of Wing, then where have you been? She's our favourite singer. She lives in New Zealand. And I brought her over for Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone. Right, now you've heard the actual Wing. Let's see on this Sky thing if it is her or not. Let's have a listen.
It's an
imposter.
Yeah. Up to 4 times more picture detail.
Yeah, thanks for not playing the rest of the advert out. God, it really does sound like her. How come she's not been in touch to tell me that? She used to email me every week.
She's onto bigger and better things.
She's
now.
Changed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Becky's got some hot wing news, actually, talking of our favourite Chinese singer. I've got some breaking news music off of Sky. Breaking news. Yes?
She's doing a concert in New York.
What?
And she's performing 3 special songs.
Right.
She's doing Candle in the Wind, which she did for us, do you remember?
Yeah.
Memory of Princess Diana.
Yeah.
But she's
she's doing that for who?
For Princes William and Harry.
Right. Where's this concert? Is it Madison Square Garden or...?
Birdland. Is that like a zoo? I don't
know. Is that like... Birdland?
Yeah. I don't know where that is.
Is that like Bird World? Yeah. Have you been Bird World?
No.
Oh, it's good. Birdwell's really good.
Never been.
Yeah, it's in this country. Okay, so it's at Birdland in New York. Okay, she's doing that one. What else?
She's also doing 2 political ones. She's doing When You Believe, which is dedicated to George Bush and Sarah Palin.
What?
Do you think that they're not an item, are they?
No. Does she think they are?
I don't know.
Oh, weird.
And she's doing In the Ghetto, dedicated to Barack Obama.
Why?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Okay.
It just says dedicated to Barack Obama.
Right. And what song is that?
In the Ghetto.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow, we need to get to Birdland, I think. I tell you what she could do. Presidential election coming up. What was that song that swung it for Tony Blair back in the day?
Hang
on. Let me have a look. Yeah, go on. What is
it? D-Ream.
Yes, D-Ream. Hang on. Now, if Wing did a cover of D-Ream, things can only get better. Right?
Yeah.
For John or Barack.
You can walk my path.
Think about it, Wing doing this one.
You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. And be an angel too. But maybe.
Is Barack Obama going to be at Birdland to hear In the Ghetto by Wing? Is he not a bit busy right now?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Emma's been on saying, Bird World's in Surrey, you plonk, not New York. I know that. I've been to Bird World many a time. I spent many a happy childhood memory at Bird World in Surrey. In fact, someone's been on who is 30 next month and loves it and is going next birthday. She's been there for the last two birthdays and her husband's arranged for her to go and feed the penguins. It's all going on at Bird World, not to be confused with where Wings playing her gig, our favourite singer, at Birdlands, which all the jazz fans have been on going, I'll have you know, Birdlands is a famous jazz club in New York on 53rd Street while stroking their big long jazz beards. So I didn't realise that jazz fans would have listened to this show. But they're a very angry bunch, aren't they? So, is that because your station shut down? What was that, Jazz FM?
I thought you were meant to be chilled if you listened to jazz.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
God, there's a lot of anger from the jazz fans. How dare you diss Birdlands? Only because I said it sounded like a theme park, which it does.
How do you think they're going to react to Wing playing there, then?
I don't know, but if it's a respected jazz club, I'm really sorry, jazz fans. I didn't realise you were such faithful listeners to this show. Thank you. Shame about Jazz FM. And this is the Wombats on Radio 1. At least they've still got their jazz magazines, which is the main thing.
Podcast.
Now, at the end of the show last night, I told you that I was going to be spending the evening with Paris Hilton, which I did. And she's doing this new show, which is going out in the new year on ITV2. They're talking about it on the entertainment news today. It's called Paris's British Best Friend, BBF. Mm. And loads of contestants are winning the chance, well, one of them wins a chance to be her new friend when she comes over to Britain.
You're doing quite well in it at the moment, aren't you?
I'm not a contestant.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you that yesterday, but I checked with the producers.
Is that because you got knocked out last night?
No, I'm allowed to tell you a little bit about what I was doing. Basically, all these people are living in a house at the moment, all trying to win over Paris and be her best friend, okay? A bit like kind of Big Brother situation. And then I went along last night to the Paris BFF house and I helped her to judge a kind of talent show from all the people that were there.
Any good?
They were all right.
And how is your relationship with Paris developing?
Well, see, it's really good.
Really?
Because I was sat on a sofa. Well, to be honest, she was 2 hours late.
So you got on a special emergency bike, didn't you?
I did get on an emergency bike.
Not an emergency services bike, but
no.
A bike that was going to take you there as if it was an emergency.
Yeah. And it was raining, so my arse was soaking wet when I arrived, and and my inner thighs were both wet.
Mm.
Hi, Paris.
I bet she loved that.
But I got there, and then they opened the big gates to this house.
Where is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
And they said, yeah, she's running an hour late. Now, you know with Paris, she's not known for her timekeeping, that's going to be at least 2 hours. So I went back home, had some tea, and then came back, and we started filming about 10 o'clock last night. Supposed to be there at 8. But we were sat on a sofa judging these people for a good 4 hours. And obviously in 4 hours, when you're sat on a sofa, just you and that person, you get to know each other quite well.
Mm-hmm. What did you talk about?
Stuff. She even offered me one of her flying saucers.
What's that?
You know those sweets you get with a sherbet in the middle? She was feasting herself.
Her preferred method of transport.
In between.
Wouldn't have surprised me, to be honest.
In between takes of the show, when we were filming, she would just reach up underneath one of the cushions from the sofa that we were sat on, and underneath that would be a whole tub of flying saucers, which she kept eating. That's all she seemed to
eat. Had she not had dinner then?
Well, when one of the contestants was doing a song, there's a quiet bit in the song. She was like singing like this, really kind of. And Paris's stomach went. Now that I would say is because of the flying saucers diet that she's on.
Yeah,
I might try that.
That can't be.
Especially after the all-inclusive. I might try this because she's thin, isn't she?
She is really thin.
Flying saucers diet might be on.
Mm.
Anyway, I had a couple of those, and we had a chat. And then, I mean, she's as bad as me on my phone, if not worse. So she's like, every time we stopped filming, they're like, cut! Straight away, goes into her big expensive bag, gets her phone out, and starts texting people. I did try and look over her shoulder to see if she was texting, but I couldn't see.
So, are you two now best friends forever?
Well, here's the thing. We had a couple of photos taken on the sofa, and she's like, hey, use my camera. So she got one of the production people to take a picture of me and her on her camera. And she was like, loves it, sweetie. I'll email you. What's your home email? So I'm like, okay. So I told her I'm not going to read it out. I told her my home email. She was like, That's hot. Loves it. I'll send you the picture. So I'm like, okay. Thinking, no, she won't. Then I get home, check my inbox, and in between emails from people like you and the one that doesn't speak.
I will be off soon then, won't we, if you're in... You and Paris are best friends.
You know, like you get all the names on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. It says, does it actually say Paris Hilton?
It says Paris Hilton.
No.
On my inbox.
Does it?
Yes.
Or is she parishilton@hotmail.com?
Yeah, she is.
Or is she on Yahoo?
I can't tell you that.
So...
But then I thought, wow, that's amazing. But this must be, you know, it can't actually be her. So when I got in last night from the filming, about 2 a.m, I was like, hi, Paris. Really nice to meet you. Thanks very much for a great night. Send. Within 5 minutes, I got one back going, hey, Scott, it was great to meet you. You rock, babe. Loves it. It's actual Paris, and she texted me while we were there from her diamond-encrusted blueberry.
So
Blackberry.
If you two are now best friends, what's the point in this show anymore?
Well, we're not best friends.
Because she's just going to dump the winner like that Ulrika one.
I'm not going to get, you know... Like the
you
what?
Know that Mr. Right, where he actually got the winner and then dumped and ran off with Ulrika.
Oh, yeah. I doubt that's going to happen.
You're going to be the new Ulrika.
Thing is, I do kind of want to...
How do you feel about that?
I don't want to be the new Ulrika Johnson. The thing is, I do want to... When you've got someone's email like that, you want to send more, don't you? But do you know what I mean? Well, hi, me again. And you don't want to become that person, do you? You know, because now I have got the actual... email account of
yeah,
her.
Don't get drunk and email.
No, you see, that's the trouble now.
Really don't.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because you know
don't.
Me, I like my wine. Mm. Of an evening, I'll be like, let's email Paris Hilton. That's not good. Anyway, it was great to meet you last night, Paris, if she's probably not listening. But yeah, that's what I did last night, so I just thought I'd tell you. Mm. Just another normal night for me. It was really weird. Really.
You've changed.
I haven't at
one
all.
One night with Paris and
no,
you've changed.
It was the most surreal night of my life. I was like, okay, well, I'm sat next to Paris Hilton on a sofa in this house. This doesn't get any weirder than that.
The one that's just... The one that doesn't speak has just told me to ask you about Peter Kay.
Oh, I can't...
I don't know about this.
Right. Do I say this?
Apparently you have changed.
I haven't changed.
It's confirmed.
I have not changed. You know
you
me.
Have. Go on.
Like today, I don't want to say this.
Go on.
Right, you know Peter Kay's Britain's Got the Pop Factor and possibly blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't see that because I was away, right? Mm-hmm. And we said that yesterday. I said I got it waiting on my generic recording system that I record programmes on and then watch again. and he sent me a DVD today. Of that show.
Personally?
Yes, with a note in it saying, I used to listen to you in Manchester, when I was on a station in Manchester years ago, and you got me through many a depressing shift at Netto. How
good is that? He did used to work there. He mentioned it in his book. There's no mention of you. But...
No, probably not. But anyway, so those two quite unusual things have happened to me in the last 24 hours.
Can't wait for your first party when just you three and Boyzone.
On Tuesdays.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan's been on 8199 saying, it's like I don't even know you anymore. You've changed. Don't be like that. It's fine. A few people are worried that I'm only now going to want to talk to celebrities and not any normos, and I'm going to film my whole show for 3 hours every day talking about the ones I have met. That's not going to happen. Put it this way, we were trying to record something earlier, and the only number that I could find in my phone book was Neil and Christine Hamilton, so it's fine. Just because two have been in touch in the past 24 hours, it doesn't mean nothing. Don't worry. If you want, I will delete Paris Hilton's email from my inbox, if that makes you feel better. And to be completely honest, I don't think this friendship has got legs. I don't actually think that me and Paris are going to be best friends. I've just got a hunch about it somehow.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Chris.
Where are you, Chris?
In Lincoln.
How can I help?
Right, before you get to emailing Paris Hilton, you might want to check out a new feature they've got on one of the new email systems.
Right, what's that then?
Late at night on a Friday and Saturday, when you're wanting to send an email, it actually asks you a series of math questions before it'll let you send it.
Right, what's this on? Google or something, is it?
Yeah, Google Mail has it.
Right, so before you are able to send an email, it checks... By giving you a series of maths questions on a Friday and Saturday night, just to see how well you answer them.
Basically, yeah. If you're sober, the idea is that you should be able to answer them all right, although that might be a problem for you even if you're not.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I could be emailing Paris Hilton on a Wednesday afternoon and I still wouldn't be able to, because they can put it on there any time. There's no problem with that. I can't do maths.
Yeah, see, it could really scupper your email in Paris, that.
That's quite a good idea, though, isn't it?
It is. Sounds good to me.
I'll tell you what, as well, Chris.
Yep.
Right, Becky, I think something's going on with Becky, because I asked her for the boss's phone number the other day because I needed to call him and I didn't have it on me, right?
Yep.
And she gave me a completely different number to what is actually his number. Now, I think what's happening there is she's got our boss, under a different number, just in case she gets a little bit tipsy and goes, I know, I'm going to text the boss now. So I think that's what she's done. Because
any bosses or anything that you have, you should definitely stick in your phone as different numbers just to make sure, you know, Saturday night you don't send a bad text out to somebody.
Well, I think that's what she's here now. Becky's just come back. Is that what you've done? Because that number isn't his number at all.
Either that or he'd got bored of me asking for a pay rise and giving me a fake one.
Right. Good idea, though. Really good idea. So is that thing on Google Mail. Really good. Mass questions.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, Becky's got another amazing... Oh, no Chopper this week, by the way. Some people are asking where he is. He's away for this week. So Chappers is back next week. Yes, he is. Becky's got a tip for the credit crunch.
I have. Everyone needs this one.
Well, she loves a bargain.
I've been doing my classifieds for a while now, but I've come up with an amazing new way to save myself some money.
Right.
Because the first thing that I cut back on was meals out.
Hmm.
Right?
Most people do, I think.
Yeah? You don't need to. Just become a mystery diner / shopper. Basically, you get paid to go to a restaurant. They pay for your food and everything. All you've got to do is review it and say how good or bad
how
it is.
How do you know about this?
Websites and stuff. My friend does it as well. She's been doing it for ages now.
So what happens then? How do I not know about this?
It's amazing. Well, you might... I guess you might be recognised. I don't know. You'd just be like...
I doubt that very much.
Yeah, so basically, they tell you which restaurant you have to... That's the only problem. They tell you which restaurant you have to go to.
Well, it's free. Who cares?
Yeah, so you go in, order your food... And
after the all-inclusive buffet, I'm all for this.
You just order whatever you want and then just rate it. But I'm thinking...
I've never heard of this before.
It's really good. So you get free food and then get paid for it.
That's really good. So it's free dinner all the time?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much wine you get. Mm. Obviously, maybe as long as it doesn't impair your ratings, then
right. Maybe
just go for it.
And do people take dates out on these things, or...?
I'm sure she has taken her boyfriend before, yeah.
That's quite romantic, isn't it? See, they having a meal with someone... Yeah, nice wine, isn't it? It is nice wine, yes. But out of five, how would you rate the wine? What do you think?
I don't know if she sits there, like, asking him about his food. How's your food? All right. Would you say it's poor? Yeah. Average?
Yeah.
Better than average?
Good, very good.
Yeah.
God,
she
that
must
was
have
quick
to get
service.
Him to do
yes,
things.
It is a quick service. But out of five, what would you say? I think that would ruin the ambiance a little bit. Would you tell them you're a mystery shopper stroke diner before the date started, or would you just try and kind of blag it? Nope, do you want me to go Dutch with you? No, it's fine, it's all on me.
See, it makes you look well good.
It does, doesn't it? It makes you look well flash.
And a bit weird that you're asking them how everything is out of 10.
Cleanliness.
Yeah,
out of 5.
Because she can't go to the men's loo, so she must have to ask him.
Yeah. James in Raynham's been on. I'm a mystery shopper for clothes shops. I get paid to buy clothes and I get to keep them. Seriously, how do I not know about this? How long's this been going on for? This is brilliant. How do you get to be one?
I think I might look on the website and sign up.
Yeah, can you sign me up as
well?
Should
we go together?
Yeah. Oh, this is where all the emails will start coming and the texts. Well, you earn £586,000 a year. I really don't though, do I?
I don't know, do you?
No, I don't. So, bring it on. Fill in the form. Let's do it. This week? Next week?
Well, when we get booked for our first job.
I love it. This is true, but you have to pay. Then your boss sends you the money when he gets the receipts from Sandra in Belfast. Oh. Vicky says, it's cool, I do it all the time.
Apparently, they do them in McDonald's. That could be good for us.
Not at the moment.
Oh, someone just texted in saying, don't tell everyone, you plonker.
Oh, sorry. Radio 1 Podcasts. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
You're right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Are you a mystery shopper?
I have been, yes.
What? Where?
It was in Winchester.
Right, okay, and what do you get?
Well, you get to go bowling, you get to go to hotels, you get to go to the cinema. We went to River Island and had some clothes.
All for free?
Yeah, and we went to a restaurant as well.
That's like an entire holiday.
Bowling, hotels,
yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Someone else says you can do it in casinos and they give you wine.
Oh, I didn't know about the casino, no.
That's
you
amazing.
You get wine if you go for a meal.
You do get wine with the meal?
Yes.
Becky, we need to sign right up for this now.
This is an all-inclusive lifestyle choice.
I think we're doing a big service. A lot of people here in the credit crunch.
But we might not get the jobs now because everyone else is going to be fighting us.
Well, loads of people that have just finished work have just tuned in. Are like, what's the website? There's loads, aren't there?
Mm.
You can be a mystery shopper.
I'm going to sign up to all of them.
I do actually feel that we're making this too public now, though. Mm. At 5:30 tonight on Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring? After the success of Zane Lowe yesterday, he was amazing on that, wasn't he? Really good. 3 out of 3 he got.
Yeah.
Colin Murray is today's contestant with Becky. Yesterday, if you missed it, I called James Blunt, not that one, another James Blunt, in America, and see if he would sing along, him and his wife did as well, with the hit You're Beautiful. And I've had so many comments on email and text. They were the nicest people I've spoken to in a long time. So many people were very impressed with the politeness of the Blunts yesterday when I called them. I'd quite like them to be my grandparents. Here they are, singing along to James Blunt's You're Beautiful.
Hello. This is James Blunt.
Yeah, this is Mrs. Blunt.
How are you doing? Shall I sing?
Yeah.
Okay, hey.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Nice talking with you. You have a perfect day.
Oh, I love them.
Hello.
Are they in a podcast?
Okay,
download it for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to hear the Blunts in full from yesterday. It's free. It's called the Scott Mills Daily.
I just tried to sign us up for that mystery shopper thing, but the website's crashed.
Oh, surprise.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Colin Murray is our guest on What's Occurring Today. What are you saying about mystery shoppers?
Oh, I used to work at McDonald's. It was in a lovely area in terms of the people, but you know, it wasn't the leafy suburbs, you know. There'd be a few groups hanging about outside. It was just a McDonald's I used to work in. And you always knew the mystery shopper because they always looked really scared. They came in. Because you wouldn't go unless you live in the area, you know. You used to sign in the door up against the wall. Fries, please.
And quick about it. I also quite like it that if they ask for a receipt, they're blatantly a mystery shopper.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, you get weighted on hand and foot at that point.
Yeah.
Anything you want. Right, let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, this is simple. I've got three situations.
Yeah?
All you got to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today it's Colin versus Becky.
Huh? Who was that?
That's Nessa off Gavin and Stacey.
Right, thanks.
Yeah. Now, here's your first one. You ready for it?
Bring it on.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know me?
Yes?
You know my pants? Would you like to see them? Oh, you've seen them already today.
Huh?
I never turned it down. Seen them before.
Yeah, I've actually. Now, I went onto the street, right, today, and asked some people if they also wanted to see them. Here's my question to you. How many people said yes? Becky.
Hold on, out of how many?
10.
This is not very accurate. This is not play your cards right, is it?
See, he's already into the game, he knows.
A family fortune.
He already knows it's not that accurate.
Okay.
2.
2 people want to see my pants.
You're recognisable. You did that hairdressing thing, the telly and all, right? People know who you are. They're going to want to see them because, when I say I go out DJing, there's a lot of girls want to see my pants as well. So
I go out DJing all the time. No one ever asks to see mine.
Right.
Okay, good. How many are you saying?
I've got to go higher. I think 5.
That's very kind of you, Colin. Thank you. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
How many people on the streets of Great Britain earlier today wanted to see my pants? Excuse me. Would you like to see my pants?
No.
Would you like to see my pants?
No, thank you.
Would you like to see my pants?
After hours.
When?
I knock off at 6.
Brilliant. I'll see you there.
Would you like to see my pants?
Sorry? Pants? No, no, I don't.
Would you like to see my pants?
Would I like to see your pants?
Yeah.
Alright, fine.
Yes. Good, aren't they?
Not really.
Would you like to see my pants?
What is?
My pants.
Vous parlez français?
Parlez-vous français? What's pants in French? Lingerie.
Lingerie? What is?
Would you like, look. Do you like?
Oh, caleçon.
Caleçon?
Caleçon.
Would you like to see my caleçon?
Yeah.
You would, okay, here they are. Do you like them?
Sorry.
One question. Would you like to see my pants?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Here they are.
Blimey. Hello, sailor.
I know you're there giving out leaflets all day. Would you like to see something a bit more interesting?
See something more interesting.
My pants.
Not really. Who are you?
Would you like to see my pants?
Have you got some on?
What do you think?
Very good.
Thank you.
Suit you well.
Thank you. Would you like to see my pants?
What?
Would you like to see my pants?
No idea.
No idea? You must have an idea. That's right, four people on the streets of Great Britain wanted to see my pants. So, Colin wins.
I win. Excellent. Let's see.
Would you like to see my pants?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Here they are.
Blimey. Hello, sailor.
What is actually... These weren't the pants that I saw earlier then. Did you put special pants on to go out to do this?
Pants with anchors on. Hence the hello, sailor term.
I've seen him.
Hmm?
Let me see them.
No, we haven't got time.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Colin, one, Becky, nothing. You know X Factor?
Yeah.
You know Simon and Louis?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a bit of, just a little bit of sexual tension between them?
Well, I don't know what we're allowed to say legally, because I don't know what's been in the papers, but...
What do you know?
One of them, you know, and the other one...
One of them, you know what?
If there was a bruise in an apple, he'd have a go. So, yeah, I do think
All right,
there is.
Okay, excellent. So... How many times do you think they talked about each other on last Saturday's X Factor? How many times did they say each other's name? Colin.
Damn. I don't watch this programme.
I don't think you have to watch it to really know. It doesn't really matter, it's a guessing game.
Don't patronise me. This is important.
I want to win.
Okay, I'm going to go... You see, the thing is, Louis does it all the time, right? He always goes, Simon! 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 Like that.
Just like
22.
That. Really like that. 22?
Yeah.
Becky?
21.
You don't do that!
Why?
Because nobody likes people. Do you know what they used to do on Play Your Cards Right, right? When one of the couples went 51 and the other one went, 52. They used to take them out the back and shoot them. And that's what will happen to you if you do that again.
I'm actually scared. Okay, 19.
19 now. All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Spot the sexual tension between Simon and Louis on last Saturday's X Factor.
Predictable. Variety dispersion, Louis.
That was good, Simon.
I do not know what Simon Cowell's thinking. If I was Scott, I'd sack Simon.
Louis, you're playing on sympathy. I don't see any connection between you and Louis.
Simon, you don't know, because you're not in the dressing room, I am.
It's better to work without Louis.
Simon has never had a hit record with the girl band, ever.
Just to correct you, Louis, yes, David did do it on American Idol.
I know, Simon.
He didn't know
that.
Know
about music.
I have to... There is no ageism on this show, which is why Louis's still on it.
I like your love more than Simon. Simon, you have to get the names right.
Yeah. And I apologise about getting your name wrong. I seem to be doing that every week.
Every week, Simon.
I know. I'm getting old.
The answer was 16, so Becky gets a point.
Simon. Oh, Simon.
Never met Louis Walsh?
Yes, many a time.
Very nice man.
Very nice man.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Really do think they should get a room, though, don't you? Like this.
Simon.
Louis.
I absolutely love you.
Louis.
Simon.
Louis.
Let's get it on.
That was horrific.
Simon, you don't know.
It was boring. I didn't like what you were wearing.
And it was very gooey.
I could go on.
That was nice. Hope you enjoy that at home.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, last one. A point each. You know Ant, who works upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do,
he
actually.
He works on the Chris Moyles show.
Dan.
Yes.
Danbury, yeah.
Yeah. He's done a few things for us before.
Yeah.
Read out a few things. Now, earlier on, he called one of his mates and had a lot of ABBA song titles with him. But how many do you think he could get into the conversation? Becky.
Three.
Is it when he gets caught? He's going to get caught on, right?
What?
Well, as soon as he gets caught on by his mate, then it stops.
Yeah.
Is that the point? Yeah. Is that the point?
Becky's saying three.
Definitely more. So, I don't want to say four because, you know, it's hypocrite and all that, yeah. So... Well, I'll go with what I honestly think rather than just trying to beat you, trying to beat the man.
Did you just call me a man?
Yes. You only beat what's in front of you. I'm going to go for six. Even I know the clever thing, four, but that's just anti-competitive. I'm going straight for six, yeah.
So, come in saying six.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Here's our friend Ant upstairs trying to get as many ABBA song titles into the conversation with his friend as he can.
Hello?
Cool. Ring, ring. I've been ringing for ages. Why haven't you picked it up?
You have not.
It's then. How you doing, mate?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, all right. Not bad.
Well, when the last thing I last saw you, near football, wasn't it?
I think it was the day before you came to my house, wasn't it? You still seeing that girl?
I am indeed, yeah.
Yeah? Does your mother know?
Yeah. It's only casual, though, mate, you know?
Oh, good.
Having some fun?
Good. Oh, sorry, I was just looking at my email. Blimmin' bike's broken down again, isn't it?
Are you joking?
Oh, I'm going to have to go to Waterloo, get the train home.
Your bike's broken down again?
Yeah, or send out an SOS to blimmin' pickup company or something.
Yeah.
Mamma mia, I tell you, it's cost me a fortune. All this money all the time.
So what are you... Didn't you? I thought you'd fix it a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's broken again. I have a dream that one day I will have a decent bike.
We got a decent bike.
Mamma mia, that's going to take a while.
Mamma mia.
Oh, give me a man crazy. After midnight.
You crazy fool. So it's not too big in a train to work though, is it?
No, it's not bad. It's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a pain, isn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, when are we going to get out for a beer?
I don't know, when you fancy, mate. Whenever you fancy. Going over there. Sorry?
Yeah. We'll get out and go out clubbing or something. We haven't done that for ages.
Clubbing.
We know you're a bit of a dancing queen. Old Fernando, you.
Yeah,
right.
of course we go, mate. That's not a problem at all.
Okay. Yeah, I do think about something, you know, getting a bike sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we'll speak to the bounty see what he's up to.
All right, I'll speak to you later.
Cheers,
thank
nice
you
to
for the music.
Bye.
That guy never heard ABBA in his life.
Never. Thank you for the music. So 13, Colin wins.
Yes.
Two.
I just smacked down. 2-1.
2-1.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
A lot of love coming in for Ant, who works in our office upstairs, who did that amazing call with his friend earlier, where he tried to get as many ABBA song titles into the conversation as he could. He did really well, better than I could have done. I'd like to say hello to this girl, if she's listening now.
You still seeing that girl?
I am indeed, yeah.
Yeah? Does your mother know?
Yeah. It's only casual, though, mate, you know?
What does that mean? No, it's only casual. So hi to you if you're listening. You must be very pleased. I know. He was brilliant at getting the titles in there, the ABBA titles.
Gimme. A man after midnight.
You see? Very good.
The thing is, men always play it down to other men, don't they?
It's only casual,
He's
mate.
He's probably in love with her.
It's casual. My mum knows, but it's only casual.
You don't tell your mum if it's only casual, do you?
Also, I think he may have organised a night out clubbing. Listen.
We'll get out and go out clubbing or something. We haven't done that for
ages.
Clubbing! We know you're a bit of a dancing queen.
Now, I'd like to see Ant go clubbing, so what we should do, maybe, is arrange some kind of, roped-off area, velvet rope, bit of crystal, and we could film him and his mate when they go out clubbing. What do you think?
When he said ages, how long do you think he meant?
I don't know. hour or so?
A few weeks.
This is the best one, though.
Old Fernando, you.
You old Fernando, you. Nice one, getting
really
that one.
My favourite expression.
Yeah.
Old Fernando, you.
This is going to be on a podcast, by the way, tomorrow. This is a good one at the end as well.
Julia,
thank
nice
you
to meet
for the music.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Badly Bleep TV is on. You know how this works. We get a selection of our favourite TV and radio shows, and what we do is just bleep words out at random. It's a simple game, but effective. All you've got to do is tell me what words are missing. Now, today, there's no chappers, so it's just Becky against Becky. Hooray! I don't have to do any scoring of any sort.
I don't know what I'm going to do today, because I normally just steal all Mark's answers, don't I?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Now, what you could do, I thought this might be helpful to you, is if you would like to text in, play along at home, 81199, and help Becky out with some of the answers if she gets stuck. Because some of these are quite difficult today. Are you ready for your first one?
Asking for trouble. Yes, please.
81199 if you think you know what the missing words are on Badly Bleep TV. First up, it's Noel Edmonds.
Is he still on?
Yeah, Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? He's also got that strange show about cosmic ordering on Sky.
With his orbs.
I would like to see that. Haven't yet. Okay, so it's Noel Edmonds in his Deal or No Deal persona. But what word have we bleeped out here?
And we're coming off the back of a fabulous game yesterday with Michelle. She banked the banker.
So that's off of Deal or No Deal. Just tell me what the missing word is. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
And we're coming off the back of a fabulous game yesterday with Michelle. She banked the banker.
She banked the banker. Banked the banker.
Banked the banker.
I think you made a mistake and then went, oh, no, I didn't mean that. Or something.
Okay, so you're saying, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Banked the banker. Let's just see if there's any
text
coming in.
There's no help on the text yet.
Please help Becky, she's on her own. 81199. Here's the answer.
She spanked the banker.
Oh, she spanked the banker. I haven't seen that episode.
No, I haven't. Is that a late night special?
That would make Deal or No Deal a whole lot more interesting, because normally I haven't got a clue what's going on. Okay, so spanked was the answer. Some suggestions are coming in now. Thanks for them.
Oh, good.
Okay, now over to Newsnight on BBC Two. Anyone been following the US election? Have you?
Well, I was in America for 2 weeks. That's pretty much all you hear about.
Right, okay. Well, you might know this one then. What's the missing word here?
The McCain campaign desperately needs something to turn the tide. But at the moment, it's...
Oh, chappers! Where are you?
The McCain campaign desperately needs something to turn the tide. But at the moment, it's...
Becky.
It's fine.
It's fine. That's a good answer.
Yeah. At the moment, it's fine. No. At the moment, it's... Help. I'm still getting all the bankers ones coming in. Hello?
Refresh.
Hey, at the moment, it's... Help. One that doesn't speak.
He ain't going to help you.
Rubbish. At the moment, it's
rubbish.
What would you guess, though?
They
wouldn't
say rubbish on the news, would
have
they?
Have a guess.
Fine.
See, you can't
say
do
fine.
It. Fine.
Here's the answer.
The McCain campaign desperately needs something to turn the tide, but at the moment, it's floundering.
Floundering. Oh, that's a good word.
See, I don't have a big enough vocabulary to be good at this game.
Yeah. Thanks for... They're all coming in now. The
Speed it up a bit, because I get these ones for, like, the one before.
Okay. Back to Newsnight. Here's your next bit of Badly Bleep TV.
It's not impossible that any of these campaign tactics will turn things around for John McCain, but he's swimming against the current.
Current.
Do you want to hear it once more?
Yeah, go on, but I'm...
It's not impossible that any of these campaign tactics will turn things around for John McCain, but he's swimming against the current.
Current.
Okay.
But he's swimming against the current.
Yes!
Yeah, you got one. Okay, back to Newsnight again.
Barack Obama is, in fact, a trans...
Oh!
I'll let you hear it again, that's quite difficult.
Barack Obama is, in fact, a trans...
Trans what?
Transformer?
Yeah, is in fact a Transformer robot in disguise.
Barack Obama is in fact a trans...
What about your guess, Scott? Transatlantic jet setter.
Okay, is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Barack Obama is, in fact, a transformational president.
Oh, transformational president.
I should have stuck with Transformer. It's the same.
I was going to say that. Next.
And he is also following the lead of some very negative, I think, and advisors and strategists.
Can I just have that one more time, please?
And he is also following the lead of some very negative... I think, and advisors and strategists.
Campaign advisors? Yeah.
Okay.
And he is also following the lead of some very negative consultants, I think, and advisors and strategists.
Oh, consultants. So easy when you hear it, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, let's move away from the presidential campaign.
Please do.
And go to Book at Bedtime on Radio 4. Now, you know the posh lady that reads out our emails on Dear Scott?
Mm.
Her day job is to be on Radio 4 and announce things. And here she is, introducing the book at bedtime. But what is the missing word?
Frederic has become embroiled in the Arnoux's unhappy marriage, defending Arnoux's behaviour with his mistress, Rosanette, while trying to persuade Madame Arnoux to f*** him.
Once more.
Frederic has become embroiled in the Arnoux's unhappy marriage, defending Arnoux's behaviour with his mistress, Rosanette, while trying to persuade Madame Arnoux to f*** him.
Follow
him. Here's the answer.
Frederic has become embroiled in the Arnoux's unhappy marriage, defending Arnoux's behaviour with his mistress, Rosanette, while trying to persuade Madame Arnoux to forego morality and love him.
Oh, duh, Becky.
That's some serious bleepage going on there.
Didn't get that one?
No, I didn't.
Nope.
Did anyone else?
And now the actual play, Book at Bedtime, but what's the missing word here?
His lawsuit classed him as a person with a reputation.
Sharp.
Sharp reputation.
Can you have a sharp reputation?
His lawsuit classed him as a person with a reputation.
Yeah, stick with sharp.
His lawsuit classed him as a person with a shady reputation.
Oh.
I'm rubbish at this today.
Yeah. All right, back to book at bedtime.
The whole of one side of her hair was spread in a black wave over her right shoulder, and she was holding her with one hand.
Holding her what? Oh, that's the game.
That's the game.
The whole of one side of her hair was spread in a black wave over her right shoulder, and she was holding her with one hand.
What was she holding with one hand?
Shoe.
Her shoe. Let's find out.
The whole of one side of her hair was spread in a black wave over her right shoulder, and she was holding her chignon with one hand.
What on earth is that? What's the chignon?
Obviously it was chignon.
What is it?
I don't know. How did you not get that?
I don't even know what it is.
Sure, people will tell us. Right, one more on Book at Bedtime. Come on, you got to do this.
All right.
What's the missing word?
He thanked the banker profusely.
So we've gone full circle now. We've started off with Noel Edmonds, finished off with Book at Bedtime.
These bankers are
still about the banker.
He thanked the banker profusely.
I don't know if I... Oh. Spanked.
He spanked.
I don't know.
In which case it really has gone full circle.
He thanked the banker profusely.
Oh, I know.
Go on.
I think he thanked the banker profusely.
He thanked the banker profusely.
You got
finally.
Two.
Finally. That does show me to be the loser that I really am.
Oh, don't be like that. It's very hard today. And that was Badly Bleak TV. Thank you for all your help on 81199. You really didn't help. But thanks anyway.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.